The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the Donnie Football Debrief will return when Donnie joins us tomorrow, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. I don't think Saloni's is going to mind that instead of intern Dom creating asinine football topics for 10 minutes, we instead continue to talk about the biggest story of the day, which is the Pittsburgh closer, the Renegade, David Bednar, going to the Yankees. I'm sure he's had his fair share of Saloni's bread in his day. It is delicious.
Delicious bread. Brian Batko chiming in on all of this, the big story of the day. I'm waiting for Rowdy Tellez to tell me how to feel about the David Bednar trade. Pretty good.
That is a good one. Former fan update anchor Robert Sir, who now is a meteorologist somewhere. I don't know exactly where.
I think he's in Louisville now.
Good for him.
He's steadily moved up the meteorological ranks.
Tweeting out, they're basically something that points out how the Pirates have always found a closer. From Caps to Grilly, from Grilly to Melanson, from Melanson to Hanrahan.
He's got
the order of it wrong. And then Hanrahan to Vasquez, and then Bednar, and he said they'll be okay. Yes, I don't think it's...
Alan Saunders parachuted in to immediately respond, yes, they had a competent general manager making those moves.
But I don't question the ability of the Pirates to find another closer. What I question is, in this era, or in this moment, where closers are getting traded for a ton, what the Pirates got back. That's all.
Yeah, and, relative to what other teams have gotten, it seems light. And, I don't know how you could say anything
they
else.
And they don't have a GM who you would say, in this guy we trust. They have Ben Cherington. Noah Hyles pointed out, in all of these moves Cherington has made, draft picks, trades, free agent signings, he's acquired two All-Stars in the 6 years he's been here. Paul Skeens, 1-1, and David Bednar. And I would even say with Bednar, it was a three-team trade in January of 2021, so coming off the COVID year. They sent Joe Musgrove to the Padres, and they got back Hudson Head, who just retired from baseball.
Wasn't there a guy in there named like Means, Jerry Means or something? Or am I thinking of a different trade?
Drake Fellows, Hudson Head, and Omar Cruz went to the Pirates.
Okay. No, there was a Boston trade where some random guy like that came back. Who was the first name in there?
Drake Fellows.
That sounds like an SNL character.
Because there was Brian Fellows. Drake Fellows, Hudson Head, Omar Cruz, and David Bednar to the Pirates, and then Andy Rodriguez came to the Pirates from the Mets in that three-team deal.
Just for the record, Musgrove, after that deal...
Musgrove was a stud for the Padres.
Racked up in the next 2 years, 7 wins above replacement, and was an objectively outstanding pitcher. They lost that trade.
Pitched a no-hitter and was really good for the Padres in the playoffs in 2022 as well.
In 2022, the guy was an all-star with a 2.93 ERA who started 30 games for them.
Yeah.
He was excellent.
I'm happy they got another All-Star back in Bednar, and he wasn't even thought to be the main player back in
the deal. Trade, though.
Still did not, yeah.
It's one of his two trades that led to an All-Star you would technically rank as a loss.
And I don't think that's being...
Noah Hyles also...
Difficult. That's just being honest.
Noah, somewhat cryptically, I tweeted out, I might be downgrading this move to a D the more I think about it, particularly when Noah Hyles said that the team's ask for Bednar would be one of a team's top five prospects. Noah responds 3 minutes ago, I'll have more on this in a bit, both additional reporting and my own thoughts. That seems kind of ominous / interesting. I want to hear more about that. Like, what changed, basically?
I think Noah's going to tell you that he's getting good feedback on Flores that has him thinking this is a better trade than what he originally heard.
Is he getting good feedback from Pirates sources?
I don't know.
Or is he getting good feedback from people around baseball?
Text him and ask.
Maybe I will.
Text him and say, do you feel good about this trade, yes or no?
The only thing, I will, Pony, but we're on the air right now and I will do that.
Well, when has that stopped Starkey or Pomp from sending a text out while they were on the air?
I'd like to think that I have a little more respect for you and your very good opinions.
Well, you start that text up right now because I'm going to go to Tony.
I'm going to say one more thing. There is one thing as a Pirates fan that is making me think this might not be an underpay by an underpay by the Yankees and a bad deal for the Pirates. Jeff Passan, who I do not think is fond of the Pirates very much at all,
loves this trade from them. Yeah.
Like, went out there and put something out there in the ether. He's the biggest baseball insider there is, and he is the biggest backer of this
trade.
Gushing
about this trade.
Yes.
Here's Tony and Freedom. Hello, Tony.
Hello. One of the things that I looked at with this trade was, what are we really getting? And I looked up Flores on the internet, and of the 90-plus games he played this year, 53 of them were first base.
Okay.
Is this a move for a first baseman?
I think he does both. So he'll play some. He'll catch and he'll play first. He can do both. Why? Does that make you like it more, or make you like it less?
I think I like it more because Davis has stuck. Let's be honest.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think we have to try to sugarcoat that one. He's been terrible.
But I still think he needs a full year that he's playing almost every day.
Why?
Well, because you spent number one overall.
They're in last place. Why isn't he playing every day right now? Why wait?
I don't know that.
Because he can't play. He can't hit. He can catch decently as a receiver. He can't hit.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, Tony.
Here's a man named
my take on it.
Giro Von Dane.
Who?
On Twitter. He's the voice of the G-Man. Hold on. This will become interesting in a second. His Twitter bio is official page of sports broadcaster and voiceover artist Giro, G-E-R-O, Von Dane, Robert Morris University, and the Alaska Gold Panners.
Okay. Why
the Alaska Gold Panners was a team.
Yeah.
That Rafael Flores balled out for.
Oh, okay.
That got him, I think, on the Yankees' radar.
All right, so now I am interested.
The man has Alaska Gold Panthers takes. I believe he is the guy doing these games for them.
And what did he say
Flores
about him?
Is a big talent with a high ceiling, hits for power. He'll be the best catcher the Pirates have had in years. The most recent best catcher they've had is Cervelli.
Bart wasn't bad last year. Will he ever do better than Bart did last year? Pull up Bart's numbers. What, he hit 14 homers?
Bart hit 14. I think that's because I said he was going to hit 15 this year. He's hit, like, what, two?
He hit 13.
Okay.
Will...
Yeah, he did. He was their best offensive player.
Will Flores ever have a year where he goes 13-45, 799 OPS?
Probably not.
You don't think so?
He was a 2.5 win player last year, was Bart. Yeah, this guy, though...
He fell
I
off
guess,
a cliff this year.
I guess this guy was the broadcaster of record for the Alaska Gold Panthers.
Yeah, this is like a, I won't say the natural or something like that, but this really is a come out of nowhere rare case in baseball now where scouting is so good and drafting is so in-depth and stuff, and guys aren't just like drafting dudes late in drafts as a favor like they used to. 20 rounds of drafting high school, junior college, and college players. This guy never got drafted
Pony.
And had to take the road less traveled.
Would you call
literally?
You wouldn't call any independent league team who's not affiliated with a major league team semi-pro. It's pro baseball. It's just independent league. The Alaska Gold Panthers' own Twitter feed calls them a semi-pro baseball team headquartered in Fairbanks, Alaska, the home of the world-famous Midnight Sun Game. I think if this guy turns into a major leaguer who hits like 15 home runs, you might as well call it the natural. Is his bat say Wonder Boy on it?
I mean, if you're the Yankees, you want to talk about an unreal development job. They took somebody who was a scrap heap player, and they made him the centerpiece of a trade to get an all-star closer who might help them win a World Series. It's a great job.
Didn't Adam Marco, who's the play-by-play man for the Scranton Rail Riders, say
yes.
that he had a growth spurt once the Yankees got him?
Yeah, up to 6'4".
Like that he was not that big of a guy?
He also said he used to work with Bubba.
He kind of no-sold that one.
He did, you're right.
And Bubba's a wrestling guy, and so I think Bubba
and a
would
baseball
notice.
Guy.
Bubba would notice being no-sold like that.
Adam's next. Hello, Adam.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Been a Pirates fan for 45 years. My wife grew up an Expos fan, so it was easy to convert her to a Pirates fan. We live in central Pennsylvania and make the trek out to PNC Park probably 3 or 4 times a year for games.
Yep.
And the trade for me today means that I just bought tickets for the 30th of August for the Phillies and Braves, as well as Philly hats for my wife and I.
This trade in particular has you checking out as a Pirate fan, even though Paul Skeens is still here.
It is my line in the sand. We need MLB bats now, not 2-3 years down the road. We only had Skeens for, you know, who knows how many years, and it's like, I'm just done.
It doesn't sound like you should care about any of those things anymore. You're a Phillies fan now.
I've given up. I don't know what else to do.
You should be happy that the Phillies didn't trade, what's his name, the shortstop prospect for David Bednar then.
Adam, so you don't have any faith that they're going to take the money they saved on Hayes and Bednar and go out and get hitters this offseason?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Not at all.
Clearly you don't, because you already bought tickets to a Phillies game.
Tony, what was the number you said? 20?
Around 20.
20 million.
When you think about the prorated money this year and next. Yeah.
We all know what the money is that they would be saving.
Here is Mike in Hampton, not Mike Hampton. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I was calling about something else, but then you started the segment about these guys in the media that are kind of sticking up for this trade and Charrington's move.
Well, only one very, very, very prominent one, and that is Jeff Passan, who I will say is objective and is the biggest insider.
And I don't see Jeff Passan actually sticking up for Charrington. I see it more of the... You know, like, we're showing that Bednar was worth the trade. I don't think he's sticking up for the Pirates organization.
Okay.
I feel the way I see it is that, you know, this management, first off, the thing I called about is I don't understand why they traded for a guy that they're giving $12 million for, and we think they're going to actually flip him for something else. I feel like he's just going to be on the roster after tonight.
Well, the Reds did throw some money to the Pirates in that deal, too. So...
But what are we really trading here? Like, are we really, like, offloading?
Uh-oh, we lost him here. Offloaded you.
The old poison arrow frog got him. The blow dart.
What do you think he was going to say next? I mean, I haven't seen any buzz on any of these expiring contract guys. Whether it's Rodgers, who they just picked up.
It would be a disaster if they're left holding the bag with all these guys and they just have to keep trotting them out there because they feel some sense of obligation to do so.
Well, but you know what that would make me feel like? That would actually make me feel like Ben thinks he needs them to finish with
a decent
record to keep his job. Yeah.
Man, I go back to the whole thing. This all traces back to the owner not having the gumption to do what needed to be done after last season. They dealt in no measures at first, then in a half measure with Shelton, and he has continued to keep the genesis of the problem on his management team around.
This was supposed to be the Donnie Football Debrief brought to you by Salonis. One quick football nugget that I will throw in here. Philip Rivers became a grandfather today.
So he's, what, 44?
Yeah.
I think. So he would have had a kid. Hold on.
He has a million kids.
No, but he had kids in college because he was married at like, what, 20? 21 maybe? Does that sound right to you?
I don't know.
He's 43 years old. I think he probably got married, I'm going to guess, when he was 21. I'm going to guess because he and his wife are the most fertile couple on the planet, that they probably got pregnant within a month of being married.
And so
that would make the kid 21 or 22. If it's like father, or I don't know if it's his daughter who had a baby or his son.
Chip off the old block.
Right. If it's his son and his son's wife who had a baby, son's a chip off the old block. I guess you could say that if it's his daughter, chip off the old block for mom. But that Philip Rivers, then, if he lives to, like, hold on, 85 years old, his grandchild who just got born today could become a grandparent by what? The time he's 65,
mm-hmm.
That would make him a great grandparent.
He's got great grandfather potential.
Yeah.
He does.
And if he lives to be like 105, he's got great grandfather potential. We got to root for Philip Rivers to stick around for a while.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.